Alleluia, 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 alleluia. If we love one another, God remains in us, and His love is brought to perfection in us. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you, who hear, I say, I love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other one as well. And for the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And for the one who takes what's yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do not do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather love your enemies and do good to them, and then expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as also your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lip. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out of you. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus says, be merciful as your Father is merciful. Jesus is expecting us, give His grace. Just try our best to love, to forgive. And this is also what St. John in his first letter saying, that the word of Christ dwell in you richly, and in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another. So St. Paul is also inviting us to love as Christ loves us. Naturally, it's not easy. Otherwise, open the Gospel and the letters of St. Paul, always asking forgiveness, asking to give, to love one another with the same love of God, which is unconditionally, which has always been the first one to love. Jesus is expecting us to follow him. During his trip on the way to the cross, he suffered so much, but he still remained calm. Even on the cross, he just said, "Father, forgive them, because they do not know what they are doing." It's really true. We cannot read the mind of others or the heart of others, but we can do what we are asked from Jesus. Jesus is inviting us to love others as we love Christ. It's difficult, but we need to be humbled and ask God's special grace that we love each person as we would love Christ. Christ is present in every person. Jesus says also, no? Whatever you do the least, you do it to me. So, right now, ask this special grace today. When we encounter people, look if you know them or alien, important is open our heart. If love of Christ, to love Jesus in that person. That's a simple way. If we don't know how to do it, just pray. Ask Jesus to give us this inspiration to love like you. It's important. We have to live like God the Father. Because God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are united. Only in unity we can witness true love. We can tell one another that we are Christ's body. It's what St. Paul says also, today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me.